Hello again. Just finishing my tea, which I have now taken upstairs. The Nana Tees album finished. So, it's quite funny. The same anecdote has cropped up a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. And so I thought I'd tell you it now. Just while it's kind of in my head, what you have to do is imagine that I am six years old, and in a school playground, and then imagine one of those wire playground fences. It's kind of wire with like a green plastic coating. And it's in a crisscross pattern all around the playground. And obviously years of misuse and, I don't know, just years of being there, have made the bottom of the wire fence all frayed and bits of it are sticking out into the playground. Now imagine an idiot 6-year-old with a face a little bit like mine but smaller and wearing a pair of sandals, the sort of sandals that you usually wore to school. With the little buckle, the buckle and the strap going across the top of the foot. And now imagine one of the stray bits of wire somehow getting caught in this sandal. And I'm going to break out of the imagine this, imagine that thing now, but I don't know why I remember this out of all the things that happened at school, but for some reason it's just really clear. So this bit of wire got stuck in my sandal and I could not free myself from it for love nor money, and there was a couple of minutes of me trying to extricate myself from this school fence when the bell went for the end of playtime, and suddenly, everyone had just poured back into school, and it was around about, it just started raining at the same time. And all of a sudden, I was completely alone on the playground, trying to free myself. And the more I was pulling and fiddling with this wire, and it wasn't coming out of my shoe, the more I was panicking and sobbing a little. And I must have been about five or more minutes late, coming back in from the playground, which I can't remember anybody batting an eyelid about. A couple of questions arise. Where were the teachers when everyone was heading back into the school? That's quite a big question. I could have been out there for hours. The other question is, why did I not just take off my shoe? And there have been a couple of instances in my life that have been really easy answers of why did you not just take off the thing? Like the time I had a lanyard around my neck when I used to work in a shop. And the name tag part of it got caught in the till drawer. And I was just standing there waiting for somebody with a key to come out and unlock the drawer so I could free myself. It was pointed out to me months later. It was more asked of me, why did you not just take off the lanyard? So I think if there's one thing we can glean from these anecdotes is that I don't think things through properly.